Good afternoon, the Exotic Expat. This is Emily.
Hey, Emily. It's Michael Dawson calling. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. How are you?
Good. I had a couple of missed calls from you guys over the weekend. I think they were just checking up to see how Lockie was going.
Yeah.
Okay. All good. Seems to be getting slowly better.
Cool.
I think, anyway.
Yeah.
The only problem is one of the medicines they gave me, which you have to keep in the fridge, I forgot. So I've ceased giving that to him because I thought, well, that's going to be dangerous if it's supposed to be refrigerated.
How long was it out of the fridge for?
Oh, half a day.
Oh, that should be okay. Have a look at what medication it was.
Yeah.
I think might be the one with the really big fancy name.
Yeah, it's the yellowy one, sort of. That's all.
The amphotericin?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me have a look here. If it is that orangey sort of yellowy one.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
That'll be the amphotericin.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure. So I thought, well, it's been out for half a day. I thought, well, probably shouldn't give it to him again. So I didn't.
Yeah. Can I put you on hold? I'll just double check with the vet.
Certainly.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling the Exotics Vet. We offer veterinary care and husbandry advice for pets, including birds, guinea pigs, rats, mice, snakes, lizards, amphibians, and fish. Please feel free to inquire about a health check examination for your pet when you come off hold. Do you allow your pet bird to have free flight inside or outside your home? We recommend a microchip implant to identify your bird on the unfortunate event that they escape your care. Please inquire about this service when you come on.
Hey, thanks so much for holding. We'll stop that one. We can replace it for you because that one is the antifungal. I think he's got a fungal infection in his crop, so I think that was pretty important to keep on
pretty
that port. One.
Okay.
Yeah. Are you able to drop in throughout the week?
I will try. I've got an appointment Saturday, but I don't know if we should keep it going that long, really, considering today's only Monday, and he hasn't had it probably since last Saturday. So I'll do my best to see if I can drop in during the week.
Yep.
And just one other question I had too is there any side effects to that those medicines? Because he's become so aggressive. I can't really go to the cage or his food.
The aggression could just be from the handling and having to give him the medication. There's no sort of that sort of behavioural side effect.
Sure.
The only thing would be if he's a bit like drowsy or not eating as much as he normally would. Those would be
effects. He's certainly perked up a bit and he's playing with his toys and stuff like that. But
oh, good.
So I'm still giving him the medication with the syringes orally. I bought myself a pair of gloves anyway, so that'll save my fingers from getting bitten. But he was okay when I first brought him home. He would just take the medicine, no problems at all. And then just probably Saturday afternoon, just ever since then, he just wants to attack and go crazy. So
it is most likely just from the handling and having given.
Is that enough? Okay.
But
all right.
Once he's feeling better, and also probably a sign that he's feeling better as well, that he's fighting a bit more for us.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Well, look, I'll see if I can pop over during the week. I won't sort of leave it too long, as it sounds like it's an important. Bought one of his medicines, so
we'll see
if I can get it over tomorrow. You guys close at 5, don't you?
We do, yeah. So
okay.
I can make up the medication, and that way, if you get a chance to pop over tomorrow, I'll have it, it'll all be ready for you.
Okay, I'll see if I make it tomorrow for you. Thank you.
Perfect. That's okay. Take care.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye.